Anti-dumping duties, or ADD for short, are duties that are imposed on imported goods to protect EU industries from cheap imports flooding the market. Anti-dumping duties are levied in addition to normal customs duties, and they are usually expressed as a percentage of the value of the goods. The aim is to put producers of these products in the EU back on the level playing field with those that import the products from abroad. Take the following illustration. You manufacture bicycles in the UK. Once complete, these bicycles are sold to retailers for £150 each. Recently, bikes have been flooding in from China. These bikes are being sold for £80. You are concerned that no one will buy your bikes because of the cheaper Chinese alternatives. Is there anything you can do about this? Remember what we've just said. The aim of anti-dumping duties is to protect EU industry. We don't want these manufacturers going out of business when they are giving jobs to EU citizens. Anti-dumping duties, therefore, might be imposed on the cheap imports. First, let's introduce the law.
Regulation 1225 of 2009 covers the basic rules on protecting EU producers against dumped imports.
As an EU producer of bikes, we could complain to the European Commission about these cheap imports.
This is generally done through the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills, or BIS for short, which used to be called the BERR.
The Commission may initiate an investigation into the allegation of dumping, and if it does, it will publish a notice of initiation of anti-dumping proceedings.
The notice of initiation of anti-dumping proceedings is made under Article 5 of Regulation 1225 of 2009 and should be done within 45 days from the lodging of the complaint. A notice is published in the official journal and will announce the initiation of an investigation. It will indicate the product and countries concerned, give a summary of the information received, and state the periods within which interested parties may make themselves known and present their views and supply all relevant information to the Commission.
As investigations can take some time to complete, provisional ADD may be imposed in the interim period. An importer can provide security for the amount, which will not be invoked if the allegation is not sustained. Generally, anti-dumping duties apply to a specific tariff code and a specific country of origin. In order to decide if the product originates in the country affected by dumping, rules of origin need to be looked at. These rules are contained within Articles 22 to 26 of the Code and Article 35 of the Implementing Regulations. Article 23 of the Code gives the basic rule that goods must be wholly obtained or produced in that country. What constitutes wholly obtained or produced depends on the product that we are looking at. For something like bikes, they would count as wholly produced in China if they have been produced exclusively from goods that were wholly produced within that country. The imported bicycles may not have been produced exclusively from goods wholly produced in China. For instance, the handlebars, the frame and the saddle may have been manufactured in the factory in China, wholly from materials that were obtained there. However, perhaps the wheels and the pedals have been imported from another country. To determine whether the bike is classed as originating in China, we look at Article 24 of the Code. This says, goods whose production involves more than one country shall be deemed to originate in the country where they underwent their last, substantial, economically justified processing or working. As most of the production of the imported bikes takes place at the factory in China, it is likely that they originate within China and would therefore be liable to anti-dumping duty if the complaint to the Commission is upheld. However, even if the bikes originate in China, the complaint to the Commission will only be upheld if the bikes have been dumped. In deciding this, they look at the price of the bikes. Generally, they will compare the price that the foreign producer charges to people in his own country for the bikes with the price he charges when exporting them. So, if, in our example, the bikes are sold within China for £100, and we have already seen that they are being sold for export to the EU at £80, then the Commission might decide that the bikes are being dumped. The anti-dumping duty percentage will be calculated to bring the price of the exported bikes back to the price at which they are sold on the Chinese home market. If anti-dumping duty is imposed, then it will be shown within the tariff and we have already mentioned that it applies by tariff code and country of origin. A final few points about anti-dumping duties. Certain exporters or importers could apply for an exemption from anti-dumping duties or apply for a reduced rate. They would do this on the grounds that the bikes they are purchasing are either not being dumped on the EU, or perhaps the dumping margin is lower than that by other exporters. In addition, if either of these are confirmed, then an importer could claim a refund of anti-dumping duty. This has to be made within 6 months of the import of the products. Although anti-dumping duties are usually shown in the tariff, if new measures are implemented, the tariff might not reflect them for some time.
The importer can visit the BIS website in order to find out the latest measures.
So, is there any way of avoiding paying anti-dumping duty? One way is to import the bikes in parts rather than a finished bike. A word of warning at this stage though, have a look at the lecture on classification, because if you import finished articles unassembled, then they retain the classification code as for the finished article. So in order to get out of paying anti-dumping duty, the parts would have to be shipped in individual separate boxes. This might work for a time, but someone might then complain that bicycle parts are being dumped on the EU market as well, and consequently, parts may then have anti-dumping duties imposed on them. To finish off this lecture, have a go at this quick quiz. On the screen you have a list of statements. You have to decide if the statement is true or false. So, how did you do? Anti-dumping duties are EU-wide, so that was true. Anti-dumping duties are not imposed instead of normal duties. They are in addition to them. The correct answer was false. The EU Commission sets the rate of anti-dumping duty for a particular product, not the UK. The rules of origin are contained in Articles 22 to 26 of the Code, so the correct answer was true.
It is the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills in the UK that is responsible for anti-dumping duties, not customs, so that was false.
And finally, an importer can apply to be exempt from ADD, therefore the correct answer was true.